अदरक ने, अदरक ने, अदरक ने।
After establishing that the general concept of the Mahdi started from the Holy Prophet, and that it is agreed upon by all Muslim scholars except the odd scholar here and there, are there further texts that the Prophet has given us to aid us in identifying the prophesied Mahdi? The answer is yes, of course. There are numerous traditions that we can head towards, but to start off, let's have a brief look at the ahadith which tell us the number of khulafa after the Prophet. The key hadith is that of Jabir ibn Samurah, which has been recorded in many Sunni compilations of hadith. The wordings differ slightly depending on the chain of transmission, but there is a number that is constant throughout the many versions of this hadith, and that is the number 12. There will be 12 khulafa after him. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Jabir ibn Samurah narrates the Prophet to have said, there will be 12 amirs. In Sahih Muslim, a number of narrations from Jabir ibn Samurah have been reported with slight differences. This matter will not end until there have been 12 caliphs among them. The affairs of the people will continue as long as 12 men are in authority over them. Islam will continue to be aziz until there have been 12 caliphs. This matter will continue to be aziz until there have been 12 caliphs. This religion will continue to be aziz and mani', noble and fortified, until there have been 12 caliphs. This religion will continue to stand until the final hour arrives, or there have been 12 caliphs over them. And another constant mention in the hadith, as narrated by Jabir ibn Samurah, is that all the caliphs will be from the tribe of Quraysh. In another hadith, Masruq ibn al-Ajda', one of the most renowned tabi'een of Kufa, narrates, we were sitting one night learning from the Quran with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when a man asked him, O Aba Abdul Rahman, have you ever asked the Messenger of Allah how many khulafa will rule this ummah? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud replied, since I came to Iraq, nobody has ever asked me this question before. The man said, well, we're asking you now. At that, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud responded, they will be 12 in number, similar to the number of the chiefs of the Israelites. Now, if somebody reads these traditions and imagines being there during the time of the Prophet, listening to these words, the conclusive understanding would be that there will be 12 khulafa of the Holy Prophet, no more, no less. It is only with the political backdrop of what occurred after the Prophet's demise that there appeared some strange interpretations of who these 12 are, with most Sunni scholars interpreting that amongst the many, many khulafa, there are 12 who are great. However, these traditions are quite unequivocal, especially the singular narration in Sahih al-Bukhari, there will be 12 khulafa. The hadith of Ibn Mas'ud is even clearer. From the demise of the Prophet until the arrival of the final hour, there will be 12 khulafa. As long as Islam continues, and it shall continue until the final hour, and while it continues, it will always be noble and mighty and fortified. During that whole period, there will be 12 khulafa. This obviously doesn't accord well with the system of political rulership that came into place after the Prophet. They tried to apply the hadith on the first 12 caliphs, such that some remarked that Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, being the 12th caliph according to the political setup, was the Mahdi. But this did not work as time passed, and the vileness and open sinning of the caliphs led to Muslims rejecting the very idea that they are the caliphs of the Prophet. We as the Shias believe that the world must always have a hujjah of Allah, and there are many narrations from the Ahlul Bayt that clearly indicate this. In the words of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, the earth is not void from a hujjah. Similar words attributed to Imam Ali in Nahjul Balagha, and this is not just a Shia belief, it is also present in the books of Ahlul Sunnah. For example, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani says, Isa praying behind the man leading this ummah, and this being at the end of times and close to the final hour, in this there is a clear indication to the correct narration that the earth is never void from the one who preaches the teachings of Allah with divine proofs. All this indicates that the 12 prophesied khulafa are consecutive and continuous authorities one after the other. But what is even more interesting is that this leadership and authority is said to only be with the descendants of Quraysh. In Sahih Muslim, Abdullah ibn Umar narrates, the authority will remain among the Quraysh even if there are only two people remaining on the earth. However, we see that the form of political leadership that took root in the Muslim Ummah became one that was not ruled by the Quraysh. Look around us now, where is the caliphate of the Quraysh? So which system of caliphate, leadership and authority did the Prophet mean? The answer is he meant the same authority that Allah refers to when he commands us saying, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and the Ulul Amr from amongst you. Who are the Ulul Amr that must be obeyed in the way that the Prophet was to be obeyed and Allah should be obeyed? Who are the 12 Khulafa of the Prophet until the last day? Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.